실전 모의고사 18회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Is there a problem?
We've been waiting over 2 hours.
I'm sorry. You'll be able to go into the gallery soon.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can you tell me how often the buses leave for the stadium?
Every 10 minutes.
Okay, just one more thing. Do you know where the nearest restroom is?
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is bookforyou.com and I'm Elaine Jones from the customer service department. I'd like to thank you for using our website. We do our best to meet our customers' needs. I'm calling you to let you know about our Thanks Customer event. As you know, this morning, we held a lottery to draw the name of the person who will go on a trip to Europe. And I am pleased to tell you that your name was chosen as our first winner. Congratulations! Please come to our office between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. by the end of this month. When you come here, please bring an identification card such as your driver's license or passport. If you need more information about your trip to Europe, please call 553-7771 and ask for me, Elaine Jones.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, I'm so thirsty. Can I have some water?
Wait a moment. Here you are.
Thanks. I think we have to go home now. I'm exhausted.
Okay. Did you enjoy playing badminton?
Yes. It was so much fun. And I did a lot of exercise today.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
All right. Let's go home. I want to take a shower and get some rest.
Wait, we have to make sure to do cool-down exercises first.
Hey, I think I've done enough exercises for today.
You're right, but cooling down allows your body to recover more quickly from the hard workout.
Well, I haven't done cool-down exercises before. Moreover, I don't have any energy left to do more exercise.
Don't worry, just some light stretching or jogging is enough for cooling down.
All right, then I'll try stretching this time.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Williams. Nice to meet you. I'm Erica Smith from YBN.
Nice to meet you, Miss Smith.
Have you ever watched our program, Heroes of Our Times?
Unfortunately, no.
It's a weekly talk show devoted to sports stars and celebrities. Since you won 2 gold medals in the Olympics and are a current world record holder, we want to invite you to be a guest on our show.
Oh, I'm honored. What exactly do you want me to talk about?
I've heard that you organized a charity foundation for abandoned children and homeless people, so I'd like to focus on it.
I'm not a professional social worker. I spend most of my time training for my next competition.
But this can be a great opportunity to let people know about the foundation.
Can you give me some time to think about it?
Sure. Please call me at this number.
Okay. I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Ms. White, the stage is ready for the play tomorrow.
Let me see. Wow, it looks great. You hung big Christmas stockings above the fireplace to increase the Christmas mood.
Yes, can you feel the Christmas mood?
Sure, you put a sofa and a table next to the fireplace rather than in the middle.
I thought it would make it easier for the actors to move around on the stage.
I see. I like the guitar on the sofa.
You know the main character is a guitarist. The guitar shows his job.
Good idea. Well, the flower vase on the table seems to be too tall. It can block the audience's view.
I'll change it into a shorter one. What do you think about the Christmas tree by the window? Does it need to be bigger?
Well, no. I think it's big enough. Thank you for setting the stage. Now, let's prepare for the rehearsal.
Is it okay if I leave work early today?
What's the occasion?
My best friend's baby boy is in the hospital.
Oh, it'll be tough for such a little baby to suffer from sickness.
The baby has pneumonia.
I find that more and more people are suffering from respiratory diseases these days.
Right. The air is getting more polluted than it was in the past.
So, are you leaving for the hospital right now?
No. I'll do that after I work on the letter to the Colon Trading Company. And I hope to get some help from you if you don't mind.
Sure. What do you need?
Can you send it out with today's mail later?
Don't worry. I'll do that for you.
Dad, do you have a minute?
Sure, honey. What's up?
Well, I'm thinking about quitting my job.
I thought you loved your job as a social worker, in spite of the small salary and hard work.
Yes, I love helping people in need.
Then, are there problems with your coworkers?
No, that's not it at all. They are such good people. I've learned so many things from them.
Then, why do you want to quit?
Well, I just don't know if being a social worker is the best way to help people. It's just not enough.
Then what is your plan?
I think I could help more people if I became a lawyer. I want to enter law school.
If that's what you really want, then you should do it. Your mother and I will support your decision.
Good
afternoon. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a couch for my new home.
Well, you've come to the right place. We're having a sales event this week.
That's great. How much is this one?
Oh, it regularly sells for $400, but now it's 10% off the regular price.
I like that design, but I'm afraid it's out of my price range.
I can give you an additional discount if you pay cash.
How much can you come down?
Well, I'll give you an additional 10% discount.
Does that include the delivery fee?
No, that's an extra $20.
Okay. I want it delivered to my house. Here's $400 in cash.
Jane, can you come here and take a look at this poster design?
Sure. Oh, it's the poster for our reading club.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Well, overall it's very nice. But the font size of the letters seems to be a bit small. Can you make it a little larger?
No problem. And I drew our reading club in the middle. Do you think it's okay?
It looks great. I like it.
Good. Then I'll make copies of the poster after modifying the font size. How many copies do we need?
At least 10 copies. But it would be better to make a couple more copies just in case.
You're right.
Wait, I feel the poster is a bit too dark. What do you think?
I agree. I'll make it brighter.
Welcome
to Roman Furniture Store. We provide you not only with furniture, but also with ideas to make your place more comfortable. Here's how you shop. In the showroom, you can test out the furniture before bringing it home. It will give you ideas for decorating your home. In our new home accessory shop, you can find everything from rugs to clocks. After you come out of the showroom, there's a self-service area where you can pick up what you like. There, we have many carts ready, so that you can easily move your items. In Roman Restaurant, you can take a break and enjoy various Italian dishes. If your kids don't like shopping, leave them to play in Kidland. Our staff will take care of your kids. Enjoy your time and let us help make your home beautiful.
12번. 다음 공연 상연표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 보게 될 공연을 고르시오.
The Mozart's Opera Festival has finally started. It will go on until the end of this year. Let's go to see it. Here's the schedule of the operas.
Okay. Which one do you want to see?
Anything will do. These five operas are all fantastic. Let's just decide when to go.
Okay. I can't go in October. I have to turn in a paper which is due by the 30th of October.
I can't either. I won't be free until the 10th of November because of my project.
When is this year's Thanksgiving holiday?
It starts on the 20th of November.
Then how about going during the holiday?
Sorry, I can't. I'm going to spend it with my family this year.
Then let's go in December before Christmas.
While there will be many parties and gatherings to attend in December, I'd prefer to go in November.
Okay, then we have only one choice left, right?
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Raymond. Some of the people in the company are planning on forming a badminton club and playing after work. Would you like to join?
Well, I'm afraid I can't. I'm sorry.
Why not? I know you're a good badminton player.
Yes, I love playing badminton, and I could certainly use the exercise, but I'm afraid I don't have time.
Are you preparing for the promotion test?
No, that's not it. Actually, I volunteer at an orphanage after work.
Volunteer?
Yeah, I've been teaching English to the children there since January.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, then maybe we should meet on weekends instead. Would you be able to come if we had the games Saturday mornings?
Janet, you look very excited. What's up?
I am planning to go on vacation next month.
I bet you're excited. Where are you going?
Mexico City.
Good choice. I went there 2 years ago.
Really? Can you tell me a little bit about Mexico City?
Sure, I can. What would you like to know?
Well, when is a good time to visit?
I think you can go any time. The weather is always nice.
Oh, good. And what should I see there?
Well, you should visit the National Museum and go to Zócalo, one of the largest squares in the world.
What else?
Oh, you shouldn't miss the Pyramid of the Sun. It's very interesting.
Helen
lives in an apartment with her little brother Jack, who moved in with her last week. This morning, the apartment manager, Ryan, calls her to talk about the noise coming from Helen's place at night. He says that the neighbors have been complaining. At first, Helen doesn't understand what he's talking about. Actually, she hasn't been home at night because she's been working the night shift. Ryan says someone has been playing the guitar late into the night this week. Only then does Helen realize Jack has been playing guitar at night. Jack majors in music and hopes to be a professional guitarist someday. Nevertheless, Helen thinks that playing an instrument late at night isn't considerate and feels that she should ask Jack to stop. In this situation, what is Helen most likely to say to Ryan?
People who travel to very hot countries should always be very careful of their health. For example, you must take special precautions with food and water. First, be sure to wash all uncooked food before eating it and boil all of your drinking water. Other problems may be caused by bites from mosquitoes, which may carry diseases. If you are bitten by any mosquitoes, you can get malaria or dengue fever. Medication may be taken to prevent malaria, but there is nothing that can be taken to prevent dengue fever. To keep away from dengue fever, you should first try to avoid insect bites by using insect sprays. Next, you'd better sleep in screened rooms and wear long-sleeved shirts and pants. Finally, don't put on too much makeup because insects like fragrant products. If you take these steps, you'll be able to avoid some of the health problems in the area.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
People who travel to very hot countries should always be very careful of their health. For example, you must take special precautions with food and water. First, be sure to wash all uncooked food before eating it and boil all of your drinking water. Other problems may be caused by bites from mosquitoes, which may carry diseases. If you are bitten by any mosquitoes, you can get malaria or dengue fever. Medication may be taken to prevent malaria, but there is nothing that can be taken to prevent dengue fever. To keep away from dengue fever, you should first try to avoid insect bites by using insect sprays. Next, you'd better sleep in screened rooms and wear long-sleeved shirts and pants. Finally, don't put on too much makeup because insects like fragrant products. If you take these steps, you'll be able to avoid some of the health problems in the area.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 예방 조치가 아닌 것은?